В имя Отца и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Слава Иисусу Христу! Glory to Jesus Christ! Цю 12-ту неділю після зіслання Святого Духа Господь дає нам ще одну нагоду застановитися над тим, скільки ми йому довіряємо. In today's gospel, we often focus on the fact that God sets the bar really high for the young man. Go and sell all your possessions, give them to the poor, and then come follow me. But we have to look at how the story begins. The young man is the one who sets the stage with his questions. First of all, he says, "Good teacher, what good must I do in order to achieve eternal life?" And Jesus says to him, "You're talking to me about being good? You know, only God is good." And so most commentators say, well, he's provoking the man to believe in Christ's divinity. If you address to me as good, then you must believe that I'm God, because only God is good. And that certainly is true. It's part of the story. But another part of the story, those same words also set the stage for what Jesus is going to answer him. After he agrees that he's kept all of the commandments that Jesus lists, and that's really a small part of what Jews were supposed to keep. You know, they had over 500 different commandments of various kinds. And Jesus only lists a few, and the young man says, "I've kept all that." Jesus, of course, lists the most important ones. And then Jesus says, "Well, if it's perfection you seek, then this is what you need to do." So it begins by the young man saying, "Good teacher, what good must I do?" And Jesus says, "Well, if it's perfection you're after, if you want to be like God, who is good, then this is what you need to do." Okay? So it's not something that Jesus is laying on this guy. It's really something that the young man himself set the stage for by posing this question in this way. Молоді, але багаті юнак в сьогоднішньому Євангелії не тільки що має проблеми з тим, що царство небесне і вічне життя залежить від того, в його випадку, щоб він продав все, що має, дав бідним. Але проблема є в тому, що він не довіряє Ісусові. Бо Ісус закінчує своє запрошення тими дуже вагомими словами: "Як ти то все зробиш, то тоді ходи і йди за мною." Значить, не довіряй своїм багатствам, але довіряй мені. Це і все про довір'я. Це не є якась нехідь до грошей чи багатства. Це є конечність довір'я до Бога. So, trust is what this is really all about. There are a lot of people who think, "Well, I'm going to heaven because I'm a good person." But we hear in the gospel that Jesus says, "Good?" That's a word that you use for God. Human beings aren't good. I mean, we try to do good things, but we aren't fundamentally good. God is good. And he says, if it's perfection you seek, then you must sell your possessions and give them to the poor. At which we always get a little uncomfortable, because we, like the young man in the gospel, have a bunch of possessions. And I don't care what your net worth is. If you have 20 different outfits in your closet, it's easy to give one of them to the poor. It's hard to give 20 to the poor. If you have only 2 outfits in your closet, it's much easier to give one than to give both. It's the totality that really upsets the young man. But what is it? It's not because possessions are evil in themselves. No, what's at stake here is that they make us think that we can rely on ourselves. And the key to understanding this is really the following phrase. When you've done that, then come back and follow me. In other words, trust me. It's me that you've got to trust, not your possessions. Your possessions are good. And even if you do a lot of good with them, in the end, if you trust in them, then you're not trusting in me. You're not trusting in God's love. You're not trusting in grace. So to all those people who say, I'm good, and so I'm a good person, so I don't need to go to church, I don't need all that stuff, because it's all about being a good person. And Jesus says, no, it isn't. It's all about trusting God. Trusting God's love. And God gives his love, his grace, to everyone. Both saint and sinner. In our Bible study, we've been reading Genesis, and the usual problem that comes up when you read the Old Testament is you find all the flaws that the people have. And the same is true in the New Testament. The apostles really pull off a few very awkward things. You know, they say the wrong thing, they do the wrong thing. So what's the story about? Is it about God rewarding people for being good? Or is it God drawing near to people so that they can trust him? And then by trusting him, they bring God's blessing upon themselves, upon their families, upon their neighbors. It's a ripple effect that goes out to many. When I really trust the Lord, when I have a personal relationship with the Lord that really guides my decisions, and I really trust in him over and above everything that I own, over and above all the safety nets that we've constructed for ourselves, either governmental or personal. When I trust in him, that makes the difference. And that is what gets you eternal life. So we don't have any illusions about the fact that we are the saints here, and the sinners are those people who aren't in church. We are sinners just like them. The only difference is that Perhaps they don't realize that they're sinners. Well, we do realize. And that's why we're here. And that's why we call out again and again, Hospode pomeluj, Lord, have mercy. Because we know that we're sinners. But when we say that, we say it not with anguish, but with trust. Lord, you are the merciful one. I need that mercy. I know that if I ask you, you will give it. So we ask again and again and again, not because we think that we have to convince the Lord. It's us that we need to convince. First of all, that God can love you and me. Everybody, I don't care who you are, everybody has some dark secrets deep in their heart. And everybody at times thinks, how could God love me if I've done this, been like this? How could God love me? And Jesus says, come, get rid of everything that you trust in. Trust me, and I will show you how much I love you. I will show you. And that is what is going to give you life. Отже, не ходить про те, щоб бути тільки добрим зберігачем Божого закону. Це добрий початок є. Але найважливіше це є довіряти Господеві. Часом люди кажуть, ну, чого я маю все, що я так тяжко заробив в своєму житті, віддати бідним? Ну, чи ліпше би було, якби Господь був сказав цьому юнакові, поїдь до касино і там протринькай все своє майно, а тоді ходи за мною. Я думаю, що це б не було дуже будуючим. Тому Господь каже, іди і дай все, що ти маєш, бідним. Ти можеш багато добра зробити тим, що ти маєш. Всюди є люди, які є бідні, страждаючі, терплячі. Всюди ти можеш зробити якусь різницю в їхньому житті, даруючи свій час, свою енергію, своє багатство. І часом ми думаємо, що ми не маємо дуже багато того, чого можемо дарувати іншим. Але кожен з нас має. Як не маємо грошей, то маємо дуже часто час. Маємо якісь таланти, які можемо вжити для добра. І ми мусимо тільки знайти це все. А тоді, навіть тоді, ми будемо мати певні почуття менше вартості і думати, та я би хотів це добро зробити, але я не досить учений, я не досить талановитий, я не вмію. І Господь каже, довіряй мені, я тобі поможу. І ти зробиш різницю в світі. So it's all about trust. That's what faith is. Faith is trust. It's not believing in ideas. It's believing that the Lord is there for you and me. And that the ultimate safety net is His loving arms. And sometimes we need to hit bottom in the rest of our life to really get to that conclusion that, wow, the only thing that I can really trust in is the Lord. Well, Jesus didn't want the young man in today's gospel to have to hit bottom, to lose everything in bad investments, to become a pauper because of his mismanagement, and then begin to trust in the Lord. He said, use your freedom to now freely give this and help other people, and you will have a treasure in heaven. And then come and trust me to take care of you. Are you ready to trust him? That's the question. How far are you ready to go? Will you do a high wire act with the Lord with no net below it? That's what he's asking us. To step out in faith, which means really in trust. To know that whatever happens, you are safe with him. Even if things that we think are unbearable happen to us, that he will be there to help us through. I think the fact that you're here shows that you're trying, like me, I'm just trying to trust him. And he is trying to get through all the walls that I build around myself to protect myself by my own means. He's trying to get through. I hope he succeeds. Amen. В имя Отца и Сына и Святого Духа. Аминь. Слава Иисусу Христу! Glory to Jesus Christ! Amen.